Hello, this is Chaska.
And Lonnie.
And Mira.
Power. And this is a special episode of Book Power for Kids, where the Power Kids review and act out. Oh, hi guys. What book are you doing today?
We haven't done an episode in ages.
Books are so last June.
Chaska, do you even have a script?
No, I just unconsciously started recording an intro. I automatically do this every Tuesday. The script is practically seared into my eyelids by now.
Well, do you all still want to do the podcast?
Do we still have to do book reviews? Maybe we can try some different concepts.
Okay, anybody have any suggestions?
I've got an amazing idea.
Book Power for Kids!
Hello, this is Mira Power. And welcome to the first episode of Bone Power for Kids, where I tell you all about my favorite dinosaur, Pachycephalosaurus. Today, we're going to talk about their cool domed heads, whether or not they smash them together, why we find so few bones for the rest of their body, and a full history of the guy who discovered them, whose name was William Winkley.
Winkley.
Our panel of willing dinosaur noobs includes my brother, my sister, my dad, and my cat, Mochi.
Mira, why are we in this dinosaur ribcage?
Someone help us. We're trapped.
I actually quite like dinosaurs.
Anyway, the cool thing about Pachys is that their teeth are smaller than... They're so cute. They're so wonderful. I wouldn't want to hug all day and all night.
Seriously, Mirabelle? You want to do a paleontology podcast? That's so old. We need something new and exciting. We need to be hip with the youths. How about...
People don't like books anymore!
Hi everyone, Chaska here. Welcome to the inaugural episode of People Don't Like Books Anymore, a podcast for the cool youths of today. Today, I'm talking Mass Effect, a classic video game from 2007 that you all should be playing right now. No, seriously, right now. Drop that pickaxe, log off that server, head to your closest mass relay, and get ready for a full playthrough with commentary and review in podcast form.
Portal is better.
You take that back, Lonnie.
I'm still waiting for Paleo Pines to come out.
I actually quite like Mass Effect.
Okay, strap in and get ready for the first 1 hour long episode. Character creation.
Chaska, stop doing the shepherd shuffle and help us think.
Captain on deck!
Ooh, how about a baking theme show?
Bread flour for kids.
Hello, young artisan bakers, and welcome to another episode of Bread Flour for Kids. Today we're going to be talking about ancient grains, bread flours that were used by ancient civilizations. We're talking einkorn, emmer, spelt, and the flour that started it all back in ancient Egypt, barley.
Come on, Daddy, this is barley interesting.
Stop now or we will spelt you with rocks.
I actually quite like bread flour.
Absolutely not.
Where's the proof that anyone will listen to this?
Ooh, sick baker burn.
Ah, these ideas are terrible. Rapid fire mode initiated.
Book power for squids.
Oh, book power for kids.
What, do you mean like baby goats? No way, goats are evil.
I actually quite like goats.
I had a bad experience.
Ooh, book power for aphids.
I'm pretty sure that's not what aphids sound like, Mira.
How do you know they don't?
Book chowder for kids?
Wow, you're getting desperate now.
How about Chinook power for kids?
Ooh, great idea.
I'll be right back.
Chaska, what are you doing up there? What is that?
I got a Chinook helicopter. I bought it off an Army Navy surplus website. Whoops. There goes our budget!
Oh, I was totally researching Native American tribes of the Pacific Northwest.
We brought fish.
Wait, guys, I've got the perfect idea. It's the most comforting thing I can think of.
Cat snuggles?
Warm bread?
Midnight rainstorms?
Eating lizards.
No, even better.
Nut Power for Kids!
Welcome to another episode of Nook Power for Kids. We've talked about breakfast nooks. We've talked about coffee nooks. We've even talked about schnooks. But now I'd like to talk about the best nook I've ever experienced in my whole life. In our old bedroom, we had a nook by the window that was filled with pillows and fuzzy blankets, and it was just the perfect place to curl up with a good, exciting... Guys, I still like books!
Yeah, me too. As a matter of fact, I'm reading 3 of them right now.
I can't stop now. I'm finally old enough to appreciate Ray Bradbury.
You know, I think we got it right the first time. Well, guys, I think we just went through our midlife crisis.
And we didn't even have to buy a Corvette.
Well, there is the matter of that helicopter.
Look at your receipt. Maybe we can still return it.
April Fool's!
Mira, you gotta say thanks for listening.
Why?
Did you ever say it?
Yeah.
No, we were gonna do that later. We were just gonna do this together, he said.
Okay.
Chelsea can lead it by saying, and by the way.
But we don't have to use that one, because it'll probably be that.
Wow.
Ouch, Mira.
We're trying to do it all together, because then we'll all be doing the sound.
This was the outro.
Are we gonna say thanks for listening to the
episode? I say thanks for listening, right? Yeah. Yes, I do. I do. Mommy, go stick your friends in the tiger.
I thought it was go stick your head in a pig.
Yeah, it's go stick your head in a pig, man. That's very rude. This is awful.
Do you think he just left us so that he could get juicy outtake juices?
I'm pretty sure this is a social experiment.
No. The cake is a lie.
Where's the ale?
That's rather paradoxical, dear.
Okay.
Dear?
Oh, what have I done?
You just made this
wrong.
Okay, you ready?
Yes, dear.
Please. Thanks for listening. If you like this episode, check out our website at daddypowerfordaddy.daddy. And consider leaving us a daddy and mama on Daddy Tunes. It'll help other daddies find our dadcast.
Consider leaving this and going to eat your dessert or else it'll be gone. Yes, that sounds good.
Signing off. Let's just do that. Bye.
All right, bye everyone.
Bye.
And by the way,
April Fools!